Oh my God, speaking with the living God, to his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to take my text from the Collect today because it seems to pull together some of the themes in the readings. In the Collect, we pray, give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, so that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. And the themes which come out in these readings are tyranny, slavery, service, and freedom. And perhaps before COVID, these complex ideas perhaps made little impact on many comfortable 20th century lives in this part of the country. But just let's spend a few minutes thinking how really topical they are at the moment. Think about slavery. And I wonder if our society had rather put this aside as a historical curiosity of far off days, which we know was utterly demeaning and utterly wrong, which is now all over. And yes, we know there is modern slavery in rears its terrible head in backstreet exploitation of workers. But perhaps it's more pleasant not to think about that. But with the Black Lives Movement, that complacency has been powerfully overthrown as it's exposed the long-lasting effects of a social order which took that subjugation of slaves of others for granted and built up wealth and privilege from the profit in the trade in human lives. Slavery is subjugation, treating human beings as less than human, as chattels to be bought, sold, and discarded, a way of life in which you are shackled with no choice. What about freedom? We all like to think we are free, don't we? We're in a free society. We have choice. We can do what we like, say what we like, forge our own independent path. Aren't we lucky to live in this lovely modern world, we tend to think. But is anyone really free to do exactly what they like? Should we be? Since March, lockdown has imposed major restrictions on our freedom. And despite some grumbling and perhaps not a little flexing of the rules at the boundaries, most of us have recognised that these restrictions have been imposed to protect our friends, our families, our neighbours, as well as ourselves. And we've by and large accepted them and also been correspondingly angry when others flout them. And then there is service. And this concept has probably come up best over the COVID months. Service means that you are working for another, whether it's a person or an organisation, and you commit yourselves to follow their objectives and fulfil them to the best of your ability. You're free to enter into this service or to leave it. But so long as you are in it, it lays its own obligations on you, which may sometimes be challenging. Over centuries, service was the norm for most people in this country. It might be the service of a crown, or the rich lord, or a farmer, or a domestic employer, or the lord of your manor. That's the background to the prayer in the Book of Common Prayer, Almighty God, whose service is perfect freedom. And anyone saying that prayer would recognise the implied contrast between serving their own master and mistress, who they had to obey but might not always quite agree with, and serving God, whose will was always good and who always cared for them. But freedom-loving modern society, as we've seen, has rather rebelled against that suggestion that we are beholden to anyone else. And maybe that's why today's collect turns this on its head, saying, give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service. And note that link between dedication and service. Now think for a moment of the modern services on which we rely so much. The National Health Service, the armed services, fire, police and ambulance services, social and educational services, the civil service, and many others. All of these working not just to make a great profit, not for their own riches, but for the greater good of their fellow humanity. And we've seen, especially over these last months, so many people in these services risking their own lives in the service of others because they believe in the ideals of the organisation for which they have signed up and are determined to play their part, even at cost to themselves. And our gospel passage this morning, which Mel read, underlines that such selfless care to help and support others, welcoming them and giving them what they need, is the work of God himself, and that he will reward it. For freedom with service is what Jesus offers us, freedom from slavery of our souls. Not slavery to a rich entrepreneur or a gangmaster, but slavery to sin. Slavery to the selfishness and obstinacy which puts ourselves first and ignores others. Slavery to the past guilt which often weighs upon us and can sometimes cripple us mentally. Slavery to the desires which get in the way of our true lives. Desires which egg us on to chase money and status for their own sake, binding us to those habits of self-centeredness which can wither our souls. Slavery to the illusion that there's no point anyway, because we're all going to die and that's going to be it. We can be our own slave masters if we reject the grace of God and choose to remain stuck. And yet God calls us, longs for us to be free, but to use that freedom responsibly, rejoicing in the knowledge that he has broken that tyranny of sin. His offer is eternal life through Jesus Christ, a purpose, a hope, and a joy. Our calling and our invitation is to use that great gift of our freedom in the service of God and others. Do we sometimes fear that the service of God will get in the way of our freedom? Do we fear being constrained in what we would like to do? St. Augustine, one of the greatest thinkers, Christian thinkers ever, who himself started off in his young days as a rather rakish young man, famously said, "Love God and do whatever you please." For the soul trained in the love of God will do nothing to offend the one who is beloved. Love God and love your neighbour, serving their needs and their good. That is the way to dedicate our freedom in his service and play our part in opening the way to the glorious liberty of all his children. Amen. And now let's join together to declare our faith in the words of the Creed.